The Ape and the Firefly. This is a folk tale from the Philippines. There was once a little firefly who met a big ape in the forest one day. Ape took one look at the firefly and said, "Hey, you, firefly, why are you always flashing that light?" Firefly said, "Because of the mosquitoes. I don't want to run into a mosquito."
"Ah, yeah, right. I know why. It's 'cause you're scared of the dark. You're a scaredy fly. Scaredy fly, scaredy fly, scared of the dark. Scaredy fly, scaredy fly, scared of the dark."
Firefly said, "I am not a scaredy fly."
"Yes, you are."
"No, I am not. I flash my lantern so if a mosquito comes to bite me, I can see it and defend myself."
"Nuh-uh. You carry that light 'cause you're a scaredy fly. Scaredy fly, scaredy fly, scared of the dark."
Ape went to the village and told everyone he met about Firefly being a scaredy fly. Next time Firefly went to the village, everyone he met pointed at him and said, "Scaredy fly, scaredy fly, scared of the dark." Firefly was furious. He went right through the forest to Ape's house and found Ape sound asleep. Firefly flew right in front of Ape's eyes and flashed his light. Blink, blink. Blink, blink. Blink, blink. Ape woke up.
What's that? What's that? Who's shining that light? Oh, it's you, scaredy fly. What are you doing here?
I am here because I have just found out that you have been telling everybody I am a scaredy fly. That is just wrong, to be spreading rumors about me behind my back, especially when it's not even true. So, I am going to prove to you that I am not a scaredy fly. Next Saturday, you are going to meet me in the village square at 3 o'clock, and I am going to fight you.
You think you're going to fight me? You better bring a million, billion, trillion of your friends to help.
No. I am going to fight you all by myself. But maybe you better bring a million, billion, trillion of your friends, if you have any. The next Saturday, Firefly showed up at the marketplace, and there were 100 apes all in a straight line across the village square, each with a 3-foot club resting on his shoulder. Ape grinned at Firefly and said,
"Are you sure you still want to fight me, scaredy fly?"
"Yes, I do. We will start as soon as the bell in the tower rings 3 o'clock. In just a few minutes, the bell chimed 1, 2, 3. Before the apes could even raise their clubs, Firefly went shh and landed right on the first ape's nose. The ape standing next to him saw the firefly and swung at it with his club, thwack, and hit the first ape on the nose. The ape fell to the ground, bonk, but the club had missed the firefly. Firefly flew to the nose of the second ape. The third ape saw him there and swung his club, thwack, and hit the second ape's nose. The second ape fell to the ground, bonk. And the firefly was on to yet another ape's nose. And so it went, shht, thwack, bonk, shht, thwack, bonk, shht, thwack, bonk. Firefly went all down the line till there was only one ape left standing. That ape dropped his club and hollered, "Spare me, please, 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 don't hurt me, don't hurt me, please, don't touch me, don't hurt me." Firefly said, "All right, I will spare you, because I don't think that either you or anyone else will ever again call me a scaredy fly." And no one ever did.